A lot of the majority of user testing goes on usually in more like laboratory conditions, in the sense that people who in some way represent the intended users are brought in and they're sat down in front of a technology and they're asked to try to use it. And then the thing that's being tested is the usability of the interface. And I mean, that's a very important step that, you know, I don't mean to minimize that. But it doesn't really tell you about the usefulness of the system, again, in context. So a lot of my work and the people that I've worked with has been arguing that you also need to do iterative development. You need to actually take things out into the situations where they're going to be used, and you need to then have the opportunity to see what works, what doesn't work, what new possibilities there are, and then reiterate the design. And that, even though it seems like a pretty obvious idea, I think, is still very, there are very few commercial technology producers who actually work in that way. They do what they call beta tests, but when you look more closely, you see that there's never really enough time for those things, and they often get sort of done at the very last minute or done very minimally. And I think that's a really powerful way, actually, to improve a design by taking it out into and actually implementing early versions of it.